Well, speaking of the Absa Cape Epic, it is, of course, Africa's untamed mountain biking race. Kicked off on Sunday at the Lawrenceford Wine Estate, and this year marks 20 years of this iconic race. Now, to celebrate this milestone, Absa has committed to 20 all-women teams. That means 20 of the 60 teams participating this year are all female. It's all part of Team Absa's She Untamed 20 for 20. And our very own Liesel van der Westhuizen is on the ground witnessing all the action and giving us feedback each day. Let's check in with her on what has happened during the brutal stage four. Emphasis on the word brutal, Liesel. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Pippa. Absolutely brutal. Brutal in the sense that the heat is about, it says 39 degrees, oof, but it feels about 45 degrees. It is called the Queen Stage, and it's really a grueling challenge. Last night, the call was made, and I don't know if you know about that, but it was supposed to be 88 kilometers with 3,000 meters of ascent. So to put that in perspective, Drakensberg's highest peak, Cathedral Peak, is just over 3,000 meters. Oof. So that's what our cyclists were meant to do, but instead they did 73 kilometers and 2,550 meters of ascent. So that's Table Mountain twice and another uphill, half an uphill of Table Mountain in this heat. And the call was made, and I really applaud the organizers for doing that, because it's the safety of the competitors. Yeah. And not just the safety of the competitors. There's so many people working behind the scenes at water points, emergency services, and you on trails where people don't realize some of these trails aren't accessible except by bicycle. And now if you've got a mountain biker in a dangerous situation in this heat, you have no access to get to them. So I do applaud the organizers for shortening the route and putting our riders' safety first.
I'm really relieved to hear that. That is common sense prevailing, Liesel. And as you say, the safety of everybody involved has got to be the priority, despite the high stakes at an event like this. Now, before we talk about what lies ahead of them still, I do want to make a moment or two to let our listeners know about a wonderful charitable event or connection that is happening within the Absa Cape Epic. I don't know if they've yet come across the charity called I Love Boobies. I've got a very proud pair of I Love Boobies socks that I love wearing, Liesel, as a reminder of their work. Won't you tell us the link between this charity and the Absa Cape Epic?
Now, I didn't know this, but in 2015 or 2016, two cyclists by the name of Nikki and Cecil were riding in and taking part in the Absa Cape Epic. And they were going through rural towns and through the various villages and towns that you go through as the route changes every year. And Nikki turned to Cecil and said, you know, what happens to the women out here who are far from any health services? How do they actually get breast screenings? And that's how I Love Boobies started, while the two of them were out on the Absa Cape Epic, competing in the Epic. And a year later, in 2016, I Love Boobies was formed. But that's not even the highlight of it. This year, they're the official charity partner. And what they've been doing is, in Wellington yesterday, they had breast screenings. And today, they're actually screening everyone in the village, from the race village. So from riders to volunteers to medics to water points to people working on the ground, everyone's getting a screening, a breast screening, as well as the community of Wellington. And then tomorrow they move to the next from Wellington. They'll carry on in Wellington and they'll move to Stellenbosch to do screenings on stage six as well. So I Love Boobies really does a great work in the community, screening women that don't have access to those healthcare facilities. And the amount of lives saved through this organization has just been incredible.
That's wonderful. And so lovely to hear how that has been woven into the fabric of the race. Now, you mentioned that tomorrow's stage five, it's a little shorter in distance, but there is no such thing as an easy day on the Cape Epic, is there? Tell us what they'll be taking on tomorrow.
So tomorrow is only 79 kilometers, and it seems like nothing, and it's shorter distance compared to what we've been seeing over the last couple of days. 1,750 meters of ascent, and it's called the Wild and Untamed section. They leave from Wellington back into Wellington. There are some technical climbs. There are some really hairy descents from what I've seen from the wet race briefing, and then there's some roller coaster single tracks that people are going to love, but any minute you take your eye off that track is a minute lost. You could actually fall off your bike. Yeah. So it's going to be all sensors and everything on the bike tomorrow, and giving it all, because we've seen that It's a very close finish. Today was a sprint finish between our top finishers and our second finishers. I think today was one of the most exciting. Every day is exciting, but today was really a close finish. Nico Schurter and Sebastian Finney from World Bicycle Relief, they came in first. And then the ladies who've been carrying that leader jersey from the prologue, and Nicole Kohler from Ghost Factory Racing, still securing victory there. So sprint finishes between the first, second, and third places, and I think tomorrow and the next day is going to be some really good racing.
Liesl, before we let you go, a quick question from an audience member. I don't know if you can answer it, but the question is, why do they hold the Cape Epic in March when it's still likely to be this hot rather than in April or May? Is it a rain issue, Liesl?
You know what? I was thinking the year that we were in COVID, that the Absa Cape Epic was actually in October. And I remember how much cooler it was then and how much earlier the sun came up. And then working on the Absa Cape Epic in March, you just realize the extreme heat. But it's got to do with the racing calendar and the international. And so what a lot of people don't realize is it's actually an international and local top rider event. And for elites. And it's one of the only mountain bike events and one of the only cycling events in the world where elites and everyday athletes actually race and ride the same course on the same days. Because normally you'll just see elites going through mountain cross and country mountain bike, country cross. And in this case, it's elites and everyday athletes together. So it's got something to do with the international racing calendar. But I will have a full answer for you tomorrow when we chat and do another roundup. But if anyone else knows, please correct me if I'm wrong on the WhatsApp line.
Liesl, thank you so much for that and look forward to that conversation tomorrow afternoon. Liesl van der Westhuizen with us on the ground throughout the Cape Epic this year. Good luck to them tomorrow. I'm looking at the course and seeing names like the Roller Coaster, Happy Hog, True Grit. These are the kinds of terms appearing on the map for tomorrow. So when Liesl says it's a very technically difficult climb tomorrow, I can see what she means. And we'll find out how it goes for all of them during the course of tomorrow's show. Do remember that you can visit cape-epic.com for more information. The Absa Cape Epic. Brave the untamed.